31 degrees this morning, Bruce.
Coming up this morning.
Seven, hey now.
Seven. What is that?
What?
Well, you said hey now. Like I,
yeah, like sunshine's coming up. Oh, that's okay. An exciting hey now. Like, you know.
No, that's normally if I say something offensive and people, you got to tone it down a little bit. That's what that hey.
Well, that's one of those.
That's what that term
goes either way.
Hey now means.
Well, my bad.
Oh,
wow. It was in a good way.
Oh wow, would be better than hey now. Take it. Hey
well,
now.
Well, kind of. Hey now. That's kind of like you know.
Jim Vandermark in here in studio with us now. Jim, put your head. Can you get your headphones on? Are there any headphones around here as well? Because I should have invited Rocco into our studio over on this side. But
Rocco.
He is over on the newsroom area there.
Jim needs some help in there with the.
No, well, you know how we have different headphones here
well,
for guests.
I know how it all goes down. I just making
Those are
sure.
The ones that Craig had in.
On mic three.
Well, now you're on. Look at him. He's already technically savvy what's going on in our studio.
Dad, Rocco, I'm over here. You're afraid to come over, huh?
No, he's just keeping his distance as well.
COVID, you know.
COVID.
Oh, really? Come on. You have better weather in that newsroom than we have over here in our studio.
Yeah, we saw you kissing that girl out front a while ago, too.
wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold on.
Does he have to come to the jewelry store and buy some forgiveness gift? Quite. Jim, do you ever get people coming in? I mean, they buy jewelry for happy occasions, right? Do they have to sort of like the I'm sorry gift? Is there a good...
Yeah, usually it's twice as much also.
But it's a chance for...
No, there certainly is the makeup gift. There's no doubt about that. And that happens occasionally, and we find out about it. Somebody missed an anniversary, missed a birthday, missed getting home on time, and pick up something to say, hey, I'm sorry, babe.
Wow, that's pretty good. Jim Vandermark from Vandermark Jewelers in studio this morning. We're getting into sort of the stretch run, I guess, right? Thanksgiving is upon us as well. People are probably gathering and... You know, they maybe get ideas for gifts or holiday things, and then kind of between now and then Christmas is when a lot of the purchases start taking
There's
place.
A lot of gift giving this time of year. There's no doubt about it. We made it through another year as the mentalities, of course, that, gosh, and so we got a little better than 2020 with the COVID year this year, but people are still coming together, and we think it's somewhat of a nice feeling. We see people out there. We read articles and listen on the radio about them giving more and more for Thanksgiving families and donating and giving people good spirit, and gift giving is the same way. People are looking and saying, wow, we just didn't realize that life has these up and down, and so if I have the means, I'm going to share some good joy with people. And so we've got our three catalogs that we just kind of set out and stocked the store up with some great merchandise so that we didn't run into some supply chain issues. And there's some gorgeous things, some new lines. I think we talked about a new line from Hawaii called Alamea. That's got some gorgeous things. And so we're kind of geared up and getting ready to go. As soon as we decorate after Thanksgiving for the Christmas holiday, we're just excited about seeing our friends at the Christmas season. And that's one of the most fun parts for me. Obviously, the selling is important, but you see all these people that you haven't seen in a year that are Christmas shoppers, and it's just fun to chat and visit and find out how their families are and how they've been and enjoyable.
As a person who's out front and has many years in the jewelry business and greeting people, good at remembering names, or do you get help from that? I mean, I'm just curious because sometimes I've had that where you see people, you go, I know who they are. I kind of figure out who they are. Does anybody remember who they are? That
right.
type of a thing.
We're pretty darn good at it. I've been real good at it most of my life. People will see me and they're like, how do you remember that? Although as we age a little bit, all of a sudden I'm watching especially I always say to my son, the young guys, they come in, buy a beautiful engagement ring from us. They're great guys. We sit and shoot the breeze, come back in a year later to get the wedding band. And I'll look and I'll say, oh my gosh, who was it? You know, and my son will say, oh, that's Max or that's Frank or Mike or something. And it's like, yes, thank you.
Right. Sometimes, you know, though you've gone through generations where, you know, son, father, son, you know, that type of a thing.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I've sold the father the engagement ring and now selling the son the engagement ring or the daughter's fiance the engagement ring. And that probably happened about 10 years ago or so, the first one that came in. And I specifically remember selling the parents their rings and now their kids.
Is that sort of a bittersweet thing? Like, wow, it's great that this reputation has come on, but I'm thinking, wow, I've been doing this a long time. And
yeah, well, when they call me Pops, I guess that's kind of... No, it is. It's very enjoyable to know that we've touched the hearts of many, you know, Lorain County families, and we've been in business that many years, and that we have a reputation that's stellar, that people want to bring their families back to us to do their business, and we build those generations. That part is super, super rewarding. You're right, as you come along, and, you know, I'm sure you hear it if you've been on. How long have you been on the air now? How long have you and Craig been on the air?
Well, together, us on the air here, 11 years.
11 years.
But I was looking at something. I have like 34 years here at WEOL.
34.
So
right.
Many different years all along the way. In fact, I remember you from your Brandau days.
Oh, sure.
Jeweler days as well.
And sure.
I remember when you decided Vandermark Jewelers was the way to go.
Yep.
And
I started Brandau's when I was 15 and a half. And so that's 40 years ago plus. And so I've been doing this about 40 years. And it a lot of good memories. In fact, down at the store, I have pictures of the old Hazaret store, which was across the street by Flowers by Sharon, which was owned by Eleanor Brandau then, and then turned it into Brandau's. And then I have pictures from 1937, 1951, and 1971. I have actually full-page ads that were in the Chronicle that give a history of the stores and the people and have the pictures of the employees. So a lot of customers love coming in and looking at those newspaper ads and say, oh, my gosh, I remember so-and-so and things
right.
of that nature.
And sometimes you look at that, and depending on where you were in your life, you thought, oh, I'm a spoiler. One day I'll get to go in there and, you know, buy some of this jewelry or look at these different things that are in the stores. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you're going to plan, I guess, for the next month or so. You talked about some of the new lines as well. What do you think people will be coming in for? Do you have a sense of that?
Yeah, you're always surprised as to what specifically the item becomes the ask item for. Paper clips is one of the things. I think we touched on that last year or last month. And paper clips are a fashion item right now. And so there's paper clip jewelry and gold and silver and things of that nature. And earrings last year, stud earrings was a big one. And so we'll see again whether tennis bracelets or stud earrings pick off or necklaces. And there's always guessing as to far as how much product you need of what inventory wise, but we're pretty well stocked up, and the flyers help a little bit that the people will get either in the newspaper or every door direct, and then they find some items in there and circle them that they like and have a good time.
Do you find social media, Instagram, and those things influence the jewelry buying? I mean, that's what the sort of they propose. You know, somebody's wearing something, someone sees something usually. And there's placement of those type of things, and someone says, wow, that I'd like something like
right.
that.
Similar. I think there's no doubt it comes from the East and West Coast. Whatever the celebrities in New York is doing, it comes in. It takes years sometimes, a year or two, to get to us, but ultimately it does come in and hit us in the Midwest regions as far as that goes. So it's not like we invent it typically. It comes to us, and then the trends in the jewelry industry. So as I said, we went to the Vegas show this year, and that gives us a spot on of what the vendors are showing and then helps us, and then the consumers want to, again, be in something that's happening and now. And then, of course, you just have your traditional classics that'll never go away. So we'll see a lot of bridal in the next month, which is fun, a lot of engagements as they're wrapping down the year. And then just the different buying gifts for different occasions. They've got a lot of birthdays in December, too. You know, a lot of people are held up in the house in Northeast Ohio in March, and so they have babies in December. So there are a lot of birthdays in that month. So you think everybody coming in is going to be in a Christmas gift, and a lot of times it's a birthday gift.
When people are coming in for wedding bands or engagement bands, what's the metal, what's the diamond cut? What do you see that – and does it sort of – you suddenly realize, oh, this is the current trend type of
correct. Yeah, you feel it and watch it at the same time. But right now, it's oval shaped diamonds and pear shaped diamonds are the two fancies that are the most popular. And we're still in a white gold market, but we're starting to see yellow gold slip into the formula as far as that goes. And then there's a whole wide band craze going on, which I brought another one today.
Hold on, let me just roll up
yes.
my drum roll. Jim is about to he's got the special 2-ply tissue that's there that. Contains the special.
That was a good drum roll. Rocco, did you like that?
Yeah, that was.
I mean, just, that's impressive. That's Rocco, what 30 years
be
of radio.
Well, the pull out of the jacket, that was even more
well,
slick.
Like
that was nice.
Right.
You know,
usually
I happened to have this.
Right. Usually I find a leftover quarter or some other piece of lint or something.
In your suit coat jacket?
Right. Mm-hmm. Jim, if you ever see Jim Vandermark selling suit coats, jackets, purchase them at a good price.
Yeah, that's right. There's a good chance there's a diamond ring
drop
down in
there. You never know what
could
be possibly. You got to be careful when you know, right? You're cleaning out your closet.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Check
I found diamonds in the bottom of them.
That
pretty ring? Isn't that different?
Yeah, it is.
That's got round brilliant cut diamonds and baguette diamonds, and then that just fashion curve.
So it's like a three layers. Right? It looks like mm-hmm. It looks like a cake. So you got the round diamonds as your frosting on the top and bottom in the middle, and then there's the what kind of diamonds that go across? They're like straight ones?
Baguettes.
Baguettes? Wow. And nice. This and what kind of metal? This is a
14 karat white gold. But those low-profile fashion rings right now are hot. So the girls have said, you know, we love wearing jewelry, but we don't want anything that's sticking up. and we're sanitizing our hands a lot and this. I want a ring I can just put on and enjoy and wear. And we're not going out to our fancy events and balls. A lot of those have gone virtual right now and things of that nature. So the girls want something they can wear 365 versus just putting on a couple days a week. And then so they're small, stackable width bands all the way up to wider bands as far as that goes. So
I was just I was doing some ring shopping with my significant other, and that's a great point you raise about them not wanting things sticking up or poking out as much. I mean, that was spot on. I remember my fiance the whole time we were looking for stuff. Oh, I can't have anything sticking out. I don't want it to catch. Don't want it. Just want it, you know, simple, smooth, right. Low key, all that. And yeah, that's spot on with the current trend.
Yeah, and we're going. You're right, Rocco. Back to classic, and so we watched some big ornate fashion engagement rings where they just kept getting bigger and bigger, and the only way you could get better was bigger. And now all of a sudden just boom. And you're not quite old enough, but Bruce and I are. We talk about cars had fins, if you would, on the back of it. Elvis Presley drove Cadillacs, and they had just fins. The fins made no purpose at all. But during the 60s, they kept getting taller and taller. And all of a sudden, this car had like a 2-foot fin on it off the back. And it was like, what purpose did they serve? Nothing other than appeal. And then all of a sudden, Detroit just, boom, cut the fins out, and they were gone. And so fashion goes that way sometimes. It starts off with a little trend and then gets bigger, and then all of a sudden people realize, what the heck's this for? And boom. And you could talk about it probably in the decorating or housing industry and this and the same 9 yards. You know, we got years ago to a point where we had avocado appliances. And
Harvest Gold was my companion color. Yeah,
Harvest Gold was a companion color, right. And then all of a sudden it was like, oops, that's too much. So it went back to white for a while. And then, of course, you know, now it's slate grays, I think, unless we'd have to ask Ed Stewart if anything's changed. But it was slate gray is the color now. But, yeah, avocado and Harvest Gold was kind of our big jump at it and things of that nature. But then people weren't satisfied with an avocado appliance, so they decided to do their bathrooms in avocado. So they had avocado tubs and toilets and sinks, and it was like, oh my gosh. So you watch the jewelry industry, and we're leaning that way in fashion. So now America's decided, well, I'm not going to buy her a $3,000 ring that is going to be out of style in 6 months, but I will buy her a piece of costume jewelry that she can wear for fashion for 6 months and then move on with it. And so that's how we've kind of solved that issue of something real flashy. But with the, as you said, if it was an engagement shop and you're looking at, then it certainly is a more, I want something classic.
Yeah,
that's timeless.
Definitely.
Because she knows it's going to be there for a while. And so we're, of course, excel at that with a nice classic. And then the round diamond really is 75% of the diamonds sold every year are round anyway. It is just still the most brilliant and the most classic. When you talk about light return, there's nothing that can outshine a round diamond brilliance wise.
Wow, this is really shiny. You mentioned, and you go back to the people using a lot of the hand sanitizer. What has that done to our jewelry at all, if anything? And what have you seen as far as people making sure that they keep their rings clean and not having too much residue of things like that on it?
We do get people seemingly bringing them in to clean them more, which is just a process, just drop it in the ultrasonic, steaming it off, so it hasn't been a problem. But it hasn't caused any damage to the rings. The sanitizer doesn't at all. But it's just as people are taking their rings off to sanitize or doing this and getting a little goop down in it. And then, of course, we've also, all of us have seen different forms of sanitizers. We'll go to hit one at a store and think it's a gel and it's a liquid, and we squirt ourselves and wear it down our pants. It's, oh, okay, that wasn't what I was expecting. And so there are different forms of sanitizers out there that do different things. And like I say, haven't damaged anything, but it's certainly just, you know, a little more cleaning, a little more residue.
All right. Ultrasonic ring cleaner. What did you think? What do you put this in? Is like a
We have three pieces of equipment in back that are main cleaners. So we have a buffing machine, which would take scratched gold and buff it all out. Although with white gold, it has rhodium, a platinum finish on it, so you don't buff it. So the buffer is used when we work on jewelry, and then we put rhodium. Yellow gold you can buff. And then we have our ultrasonic, which is a tank that's about 105, 110 degrees, and it's filled with a cleaning solution, and it vibrates all the dirt and accumulation out of the jewelry. So you would put it on a hook, and you'd hook it in the ultrasonic. And I think they use them in dental offices and things like that too, but they're called ultrasonic cleaners. And then we use a steamer, which is a small boiler, if you would, that puts about 70 pounds of steam pressure and then just blows all the gook off. And because it's steam, then it dries without any calcium deposits. And that really just makes the ring crispy, crispy clean at the end.
I'd recommend they stop by if they need to bring some things to be cleaned. You can
there's,
take care of it.
There's no doubt. We love to do that, and that's what we're good at. And people browse around and have a good time. And they always say, why can't I do this at home like this? And I said, well, if you had that $5,000 of equipment, you could, but there's no reason
do
to.
Do I buy the ring or do I buy the equipment to clean the ring?
Exactly. So it's the same as washing your car. You can do it in the driveway at home, make it beautiful. But when you get it back from the detail shop, you're like, wow, that is just absolutely gorgeous. And so getting the ring professionally cleaned always is nice. And of course, we do it. No charge. We'll people wait.
Can I roll down my window during the car wash and hang my arm out with the ring on it to see it? Now, I guess maybe that wouldn't work too well. I'm just coming up with trying it all in one. Yeah, Jim, it's always fun to have you come in.
Well, thanks.
I appreciate you joining us this morning. Jim Vandermark from Vandermark Jewelers. If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best place?
We're 244 East Broad Street, and we are VandermarkJewelers.com on the web and Facebook. And so this time of year, Kathy's always posting up new things on Facebook, and so you can get a breath of the merchandise we carry. And we're just a fun family jewelry store that we recommend you or any of your listeners pop in.
Do you have a favorite Christmas decoration you bring out and put in your store every year? Are you the one, or does someone else take care of that?
No, they're all at my house. I do that. I took one load down the other day. I just bought a little, like one of those miniature little shops that's a jewelry store with a big diamond sitting on top called House of Rocks. And so that's my newest little Christmas display. And then we've got a beautiful Santa that's a limited edition Santa with a rich dark red coat on and a Christmas tree next to it that's got little stuffed animals underneath that the kids just love. And so usually I grab my granddaughters and they help me decorate for the holiday season down at the store. So it's kind of a festive thing. We enjoy getting the store all ready for all our friends.
That's great. Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria. Jim Vandermarker, guest this morning. Thank you for stopping.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it, Rocco. Both have a happy Thanksgiving, your families.
7:56.